Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Attention, please. This uploading is only for educational purpose. No intention to infringe copyrights. Learning English with subtitles, G. Kitchell. Follow us.
Hi, this is Judy Cornish. She has to have a show last night. Hey, man, I'm not having show going on right now. It's just time until 15. What's the best thing to put on me? Spotify. I brought these on Monday. This is my time with this. And a lot of friends over the years. It's about time. Yeah. Moving on and on. You're higher up. So I have built up a social media network right now. See you on social media. I think it sounds good. It's a good song. Anyway, Coy, let me know what you'd like to hear, and I'll play it. So, I haven't played Beyonce, but she's on my list today to play. Why? Sounds great.
A woman. she needs more than time. A real woman is a true man. Somebody be right in that for me. For the love syndrome won't play.
You're my darling girl. want to feel. I got a lot better when you are near.
You
the
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that. talk, you know.
Shadows of a man, face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes in, just another day. Happy people pass my way, looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
Thank you.
Through the evening with part of a dream. Now
Yeah, he's a really great guy, Barry. I'm sorry, go.
Sure. Sounds like I've missed a barking seal today.
calm yourself. Calm yourself. That's the first time you ever walked out on the stage in front of people. Well, believe it or not, it was in kindergarten. It was the What Did You Do? School talent show. So I did a foxtrot with a dummy because none of the girls could do the foxtrot. So you know those kinds of things? Foxtrot for the uninitiated in those days was a slow dance. Yeah, let's do a tune called Rose and a Baby Ruth. You know, I introduced that song on this show. My man and George Hamilton, and in those days we had to change the lyrics because they wouldn't let us plug the candy bar. We were the only show. The thing was a massive hit all over the world, and we played a Rose and a Candy Bar. Everywhere else was on Rose and Baby Ruth. When did you first get paid? When did you first get money to perform?
I guess it was a couple of years ago. I was working in a production of Hamlet on Broadway.
This is the strange thing. You worked from school at the University of Pennsylvania. Which is a very distinguished thing. All stage. Then I see in a raft of commercials, and the big smash hit is you jogging down the street with a bottle of soda pop and everybody boogieing down behind it. I mean, did you think that would bring you to where you are?
Well, no, it didn't. You know, I just was, when you're in New York, you do commercial calls, you go out and do these things, and they said, hey, there's a part, three commercials for Dr. Pepper. Well, yeah, I like it. And so we did a dance audition. I got the commercials, and
you know, that's not to be made fun of because Barry Manilow made a career out of commercials. Ron Donahue was doing even misbehaving on Broadway did commercials. It's a very vibrant field. What do you hope to have happen to your life?
Well,
profession. Dig into your personal life.
I guess I'd like to do some more films. I'm doing one right now at the Walt Disney Productions.
Why, you mentioned that? Forget all about it. What's it called?
Right now it's called The All-Night Treasure Hunt. It might be called The Ultimate Game. They're kind of playing with the titles, but it's it takes place in Los Angeles at night, driving around trying to find clues and going to the next location. And
love it. When's it going to be up?
I think they want to release it in February. We're in production right now.
Give me any two titles that you think it'll be called. We'll look for it.
Well, look for Walt Disney Presents and your name.
Hopefully, right. David, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is fine. I got the gig I'm making. There's the type I'm taking. I'm breaking. American actress Liza Minnelli. Okay. I remember when she did Money. Remember that, Ma?
What?
The time she did the gig was Money. The song, the singing, Money. Remember? So that's Money. Remember. Beautiful. Thank you. How old are you guys now, anyway? 100? Over 100 now, right? You'll never turn the vinegar to jam. It's June's birthday, June 5th, right?
When I'm through,
June 5th, right?
Then I'm through. And I'm through. Toodaloo. Bye. Bye.
Leave the hair. Farewell, my leave. No, it happened to me because they told me they were working from home. They told me that they were
coming back. Don't dab your eye, my hair, or wonder why my hair. I've always been. And I was a rover. You must admit so proud. You should have known by now. You've every cause to doubt me, mine hair. The continent of Europe is so wide, mine hair. Not only up and down, but side to side, mine hair. I couldn't ever cross it if I tried, mine hair. But I do what I can, inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, man by man, by my leaper hair, farewell my leaper hair, it was a fine. But now it's over, and though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, my hair. Don't dab your eye, my hair. You must admit, so proud. You should have known by now. You'd every cause to doubt me, my hair.
Thank you.
Hello, no problem. So we have to pull harder on some But then we found me see my show. Eugene's calling back. We play. Okay, here we are. Beautiful weather, I tell you that much. But I'm in New York, yeah, Queen, he sleeps, yeah. He's almost Queen, so I'm gonna be warmer. Let's go in. Lionel. Beautiful. I actually know it was.
Always be there.
Song very great. I mean, one. You know.
Something I must say out loud.
Queen's birthday, on 27. And I'm in Paris.
It's your turn. Yes, you're wrong. You're wrong. Three times a day.
Thank you. Oh.
smoke. Will I have to wait forever?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.